Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. Marshall Goldsmith is one of, if not the world's leading experts on executive coaching. I've seen him speak a few times. Brilliant speaker. Absolutely fabulous information. Check him out, Marshall Goldsmith. I highly recommend him if you are looking for training and great ideas around coaching and improving performance of your team, your individual team members, your executive, whatever you need. Now, he's got this very simple but awesomely effective process he suggests that will help you shift the performance of your team. So it's very simple. Four steps, really. One, just ask everyone on your team how they feel the team is performing on a scale of 1 to 10. Second, decide now, of course, where you want the team to be on a scale of 1 to 10. Figure out the average and figure out the difference. Where are you now and where do you want to be? Third step is just have each team member write down two behaviors that, if they changed, would close the gap between where your team is and where you want it to be. And the behaviors might be things like more recognition, better listening, clearer direction, more constructive feedback, more parties. I don't know. Whatever works for your team, whatever you need to work on. And number four, as Marshall Goldsmith suggests and talks about often, practice feed forward to help everyone change their behaviors and get your team to where you want it to be. Now, Marshall Goldsmith defines feed forward as being positive in nature, simple, fast, and future-oriented. Brilliantly effective. And now my fun at work tip. I had a fabulous breakfast the other morning at the Beltliner Diner in Calgary, Alberta. And what made it that much more fabulous was their sign at the entranceway listing their house rules. They had five house rules listed on this professionally made up sign. Number one, no selfie sticks. Number two, no vaping. Number three, no touching the staff. Number four, no corduroy pants. No exceptions. And number five, be nice or leave. Simple and fun. So why not create your own house rules, either for your customers, like they did at the Beltliner, or for all your employees that outlines in a fun way the behaviors you want to encourage in your workplace. And the deep thought of the week from Cornelius Talbot: I am tired of acquiring wisdom. Somebody bring me a drink and a whoopee cushion. I love that. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here are some real-life excerpts from insurance claim reports. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I haven't got. I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. The accident was caused by me waving to the man I hit last week. The indirect cause of the accident was a little guy in a small car with a big mouth. And finally, the gentleman behind me struck me on the backside. He then went to rest in a bush with just his rear end showing. Well, as always, folks, I'd invite you to cruise by the old website, www.mikekerr.com. Cruise by the other website, www.thehumoradvantage.com, to check out my latest book that is getting rave reviews. And, of course, I will see you same time, same place. Remember to keep laughing. Remember to keep putting humor to work. For less stress and more success.